Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel. Note, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. In our previous shiur, we spoke about Nisan as being the Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim. And we explained that it was necessary to have a standard form of dating documents in order to prevent misrepresentations, shtar mukdam, shtar meuchar, we referred to there. However, when it comes to dating documents based on kings other than kings of Israel, what the Gemara refers to as malchi umos olam, kings of other nations, there we use Tishrei as our cutoff point. Upon Tishrei sets in an additional year, a new year of a king's reign. On the side of the Gemara we have a topic heading where we've written Dinoi Shel Rav Chisda L'malchei Umosola Moninon Mi Tishrei. For kings of nations of the world, we count from Tishrei. Omar of Chisda, Lo Yishanu, we're reading in the Gemara 5 lines from the bottom, Omar of Chisda, Lo Yishanu Elo L'malchei Yisrael. That which we've learned till now, meaning Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah of Melachim, this is taught only with regard to kings of the Jewish people. Abo L'malchei Umosolem, when it comes to dating documents based on non-Jewish kings, kings of other nations, Mitishrei Moninon, we count from Tishrei. Shenemar, and a pasuk is quoted, Divrei Nechemya ben Chachalya, Vayhi b'chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim, Uksi Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim Latarchasto, Midekoi b'Kislev V'kori Lei Shnas Esrim. You have the first pasuk cited here in the month of Kislev, and referring to the 20th year of the king's reign. V'koi b'nisan v'koi le'shnas esrim, and the second pasuk cited is has a reference to Nisan, and it's still the 20th year. Michlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Nisan hu. That will show us. That shows us then that Nisan is not the beginning of a king's reign. The Gemara asks, how are these psukim conclusive though? Bishlamo heich meforish de la ar tach shasto. Granted, the pasuk that mentions Nisan in it has King Ar Tach Shasto stated explicitly. Elo hai, the pasuk from Nechemya Perek Aleph mimai de la ar tach shasto. Who says that that is a reference to the 20th year of that particular king? Dilma leminyana, we're at the top of Amud Beis, leminyana chrinahu. Maybe it's the 20th year using a different counting, using as a point of origin in the counting something else. Omar Rav Papa. And here we have Rav Papa that we had seen referred to in our previous shiur, shnas esrim, shnas esrim, ligzeiro shava. There's a word comparison in both of the psukim, and with our markings you can see how we've dashed underlined the shnas esrim with a diagonal dashed underlining. In both of the psukim you see shnas esrim referred to. Ma hosam la'artach shasta, just like in the posuk from the Nechemya Perek Beis, shnas esrim was accompanied by an explicit reference to Artach Shasta. So too, af hocha, so too in the pasuk from Nehemiah Aleph, the year 20 referred to is Artachshasta, to King Artachshasta as well. The Gemara asks, Umimai de Maisa de Kislev Kodim, Dilma Maisa de Nisan Kodim, who says that the events concerning Kislev came before, which enabled us to prove that Nisan was not a new year. Maybe the events of Nisan took place first, and that Nisan, in fact, is the beginning of a year, and that whatever happened in took place first in Nisan, and you went from Nisan, and it said Nisan 20th year, Nisan was the beginning of the year, Nisan, and then followed by Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, still in the same year. Loi Salka Daitoch. Nope, you cannot say that. You can't suggest that the events that took place in Nisan preceded the events featured in Kislev. Desanya, we have a source that says Dvorim Shomar Hanani Lenehemya beKislev. The information that Hanani told Nehemya in Kislev, Amoron Nehemya Lamelech Benisan. Nehemya then communicated that information subsequently to the king in Nisan. So the events of Kislev had to have taken place before those of Nisan. Shinemar. Now, before we go further, we should just dwell on the structure. The first point is that the suggestion that the events of Nisan took place first are ruled out by virtue of what you see here at the beginning of this Tanaic source. This Tanaic source, you might note, is a rather long source, but its length is because there are very extensive psukim that are quoted in the source. And you see that we have brackets, and the purpose of the brackets is simply to be able to set off the psukim from the rest of the Tanaic content, which is very, very little. So that before we read through the whole source straight through, let us just point out the superstructure of the Gemara. Following this Brisa, you'll notice a triangle, and we're referring to the Gemara on the sixth wide line at the end of the line. And on the side of the Gemara, there's a Mivneh, a structural note, where the triangles that appear here, you'll see they appear in alternating directions. It's a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of a give and take. Kushios al hod de amrinon de moninon de malchi umois ha'olam mitishrei. We're going to be challenging that we count for the umos ha'olam kings of outside of Israel, the non-Jewish kings that we count from Tishrei. That will be brought into question, and the inverted triangles as they appear, tshuvos, responses. So now we go back to the beginning of the Brisa that we already read, whereby we established that the events that took place in Kislev preceded the events that took place in Nisan, and there was no change of year by the time you got to Nisan. Hence, Nisan is not the beginning of a royal year for Malchei Umo Yisraelim, for Gentile kings. So we then came upon the brackets. The last phrase before that was Devarim Shomar L'Chanan L'Nehemya B'Kislev. Actually, let's read the Brisa again from the beginning. Devarim Shomar Chanani L'Nehemya B'Kislev Amoron Nehemya Lamelech B'Nisan. And now what the Brisa does is it quotes that again. Devorim Shomar Hanani Lenehemyo beKislev, the things that Hanani told Nehemyo in the month of Kislev. Now if you skip the brackets, you see there's a bays after the bracketed section. Amoron Nehemyo Lamelech Benisan, and again there will be a long series, a long posuk quote that takes you to the end of the Brisa. And now let's go over the Psukim. So Aleph was Dvorim Shomar Hanani leNechemya beKislev. Nechemya, he was one of the leaders of the Jewish people at the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. And just to put things in a certain perspective, the events featured here historically took place shortly after the Purim story that is famous through the Megillas Esther, which took place during the realm of King Ahasuerus, one of the Persian monarchs. And this took place during the 70 years of exile, what we call Golus Bavel. Technically speaking, Bavel was defeated by Poras, by the Persian monarchy, which is the subject of our discussion now. So Nehemiah is receiving information from a gentleman named Hanani, who had been in Israel. Nehemiah is in Persia. And the pasuk says, "Shenemar, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachalia, Vahi." That means that the words of Nehemiah, the son of Chachalia, Vahi b'chodesh Kislev shnas esrim, and it was in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year that we now say the 20th year of the of King Artaxasta. Vani hoyisi b'shushan habira. That might be familiar to many of you from the Megillah, Shushan, the seat of the monarchy. Vayovel Hanoni Echod Me'achai Hu Vanoshim Yehuda. And there arrived Hanoni, one of my colleagues, my brethren, and men together with them from the Yehuda province. So you have people coming from the land of Israel to Nehemiah, who was located in Persia. Vo'esh Alem Al Hayudim Hapleto. Asher Nisharu min Hashvi, and Nehemiah says, and I asked about him concerning the refugee Jews that remained over from the former captivity, Va'al Yerushalayim, and I asked about the status of Jerusalem, Vayomru li, and they told me, Hanishar Asher Nisharu min Hashvi, Shom Bamadino Bero Gedoyla. The refugees that remain in the land are in bad shape, ubecherpo, and in cherpo is an expression referring to embarrassment or disparagement. V'choymas Yerushalayim mefurotzes, the walls of Jerusalem are smashed. U'shareo nitzu ba'esh, and its gates set aflame. So you can see that Nehemiah is receiving a rather dismal report from Hanani. Now that information that Nehemiah just received, Amora Nehemiah LaMelech Benisan. Several months later, Nehemiah tells the king in the month of Nisan. Shinemar Vahi Bechodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim L'Artaxasta HaMelech Yayin Lefonov. Rashi points out that Nehemiah was actually a wine butler of the king. He was a servant of the king. He used to oversee or serve the king wine. So it was in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of this king, Artaxasta, v'eso esayayin v'etnele melech, and I picked up some wine and gave it to the king, v'lo yisi ra lefonav, and I didn't seem to appear in a depressed mode. Vayomer li hamelech, and the king nevertheless said to me, madua ponecha roim, why is your face so bad, a fallen expression? V'ato ein chochole, you're not sick. Ein zekim ro alev, it's rather something of an emotional, psychological problem. Vo'iro harbe mod, and I, this is of course Nehemiah telling the story, and it says, I became very fearful. Vo'oimar lamelech, and I said to the king, hamelech le'olam yichya, long live the king. The king shall live forever. Madua lo yeru ponai. Why shouldn't I have this bad look to me? Ashihoir beis kivros avose chareva. When the city, which is the burial site of my forebears, is in ruins. Ushora uklu boesh, and its gates are consumed by fire. That's why I feel, that's why I'm giving this impression of being so depressed and down spirit. Ve'yomer li ha-melech, al ma ze'a tom mevakesh, v'es pa'aleil el elikei ha-shamayim. What is your request? And I will pray to the Lord of the heavens. Ve'omar la-melech, and I said to the king, im al ha-melech toiv, ve'im yitav avdecho lefonecho, if it is suitable to the king, and if I find favor in your eyes, asher tishlocheni el Yehuda el ir kivros avosai, ve'evneno, if my request is that you would send me to the Judea province, to Israel, the city of my forebearers' graves, and I will rebuild it. Vayomer li hamelech, v'hashegal le'yosheves etzlo, and the king said to me, and the Shegal was sitting next to him. The word Shegal will be the subject of discussion later in the Gemara. Ad Mosaiye Mahalochicha, Mosai Toshuv. Give me a calendar, let's say a time frame, meaning how long is your journey going to be, and when are you going to come back? Vayitav Lifnei Hamelech, Vayishalcheni V'etno Lo Zman. And I gave him a schedule and a time frame, and he sent me, and it found approval with the king. So we have this long Tanaic source with the Psukim quoting it to show us that the events of Kislev had to have taken place before the events of Nisan, and when Kislev was referred to, it was referred to as in the 20th year of his realm, and when Nisan was referred to, it was still the 20th year of his realm, even though it's, as we said, it's Nisan following Kislev, and therefore you see that Nisan is not the beginning of a new year of a Gentile monarch. Mosiv Rav Yosef. And again, we pointed out earlier, the triangle indicates a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of the back and forth discussion that ensues. So we raise a question. Rav Yosef questions. Bayoim esrim varbo l'chodesh b'shishi b'shnas shtayim l'daryovesh. It says in this pasuk, the 24th of the sixth month, 24th of Elul. Elul is the sixth month. In the second year of Daryovesh. Daryovesh is a name of a king. Uksiv B'shvi'i be'esrim ve'echod l'chodesh. And it says the Shvi is the seventh month, that's the month of Tishrei, the 21st of the month. Ve'im Esau, if it is so that king's years are counted from Tishrei, b'shvi'i b'shnas shlosha miboya lei. The pasuk that we just read should have indicated the transition to a new year. The first pasuk, the pasuk just before, mentioned the events of Elul in the second year of Daryovesh's realm. This pasuk, if Tishrei is the beginning of a new year, it should have indicated in the third year of his realm. Omar Rebbe Avo. Koiresh Melech Kosher Hoya. Now, you might have caught on already, there's a change in names. We were talking about Daryovesh, and now Rabbi Avo mentions Koresh, but for the time being, we have to play along. So Rabbi Avo says that the psukim that we just read are describing this king, and Koresh Melech Kosher Hoya, he was a righteous, he was a kosher, a righteous individual. Lefikoch monu loy kemalche Yisrael. Therefore, his reign is counted like you would count a Jewish king, namely from Nisan. So that would explain why that when we reach Tishrei, there isn't a change of calendar year for the king. There are questions. This question is a long question. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. And the diamonds highlight two parts. On the side, we've written Shnei Chalokim Shel Kushis Rav Yosef. Two parts to his question. It's important to note that there are two parts to his question, as the Gemara will continue later. But in the meantime, Rav Yosef asks, he challenges what Rabbi Avo said. In other words, you should note, by the way, that Rav Yosef is the one that started the questioning. Rabbi Avo tried to answer, but Rav Yosef is not happy with Rabbi Avo's answer, so he responds with a question. Chada, one point of objection is, De'im kein koshu kroy ahadodi. If you're going to say that we count from Nisan, then we're going to have a contradiction in Psukim. Dichtiv, Veshitze beisa dino ad yoim tlosa liyerech ador, di hi shnas shis lemachus dar yovesh malka. You notice, of course, this pasuk is in Aramaic, a certain form of Aramaic. For our purposes, though, we want to note just the underlinings. So we have this pasuk that says the pasuk describes an event of the month of Adar, that was the sixth year of the king Daryovesh. V'tanya. And we have a brisa that says, "Ba'oisizman l'shona haba," that same time, the following year, "Olo Ezra mibavel v'galuso imo." Ezra departed the Babylonian exile together with the exiles with him in their return to Israel. Uksiv vayavo Yerushalayim b'chodesh hachamishi. He shnas hashvius lamelech. So we have a continuity of events here, and in this pasuk it says he arrived in Jerusalem in the fifth month. We know the fifth month is Av, in the seventh year of the king. So the pasuk just before described events taking place Ador, sixth year. Now we know that following the month of Ador is Nisan. But note, you have events in the sixth year, in the month of Adar, and then we reach the month of Av, of the next, the following Av, if you will, and it says, his seventh year. The Im Isa, if it's so, that we count for this king, from Nisan, because you said he was a kosher king, so then Shona Shnas Hashminis Miboyalei. We'll go over this. It should have been the eighth year. Let's go over the Psukim again with this question in mind. We had a Pasuk that described events of Ador in the sixth year of his realm. So then, at that point, the next month, you go from Ador to Nisan. That would have represented a transition to the seventh year. Now, Ezra arrives in Jerusalem in the month of Av, we saw. That Av would have been, as we saw, it was a full year later on. In other words, it wasn't just several months after that Nisan, but it was a full year later. So if Nisan would have been the beginning of a year, the events described concerning Ezra's arrival in Jerusalem in Av should have been the eighth year of the king's realm. The Oid, and another problem, Rav Yosef says, that I have with what Rabbi Avo pointed out. Mi domi, how can you, Rabbi Avo, answer what you did? Hosam koresh ochadar yovesh. You, Rabbi Avo, made reference to Koresh as being a kosher king. That might be fine and dandy. However, I, in my question, was citing psukim concerning dar yovesh, a different individual. The Gemara answers. Now, note that this answer is only with regard to the second objection. The first objection remains. Tana, Hu Koresh, Hu Dar Yovesh, Hu Ar Tach Shasta. These three names really are the same individual. Koresh Shemelech Kosher Hoy. If you switch around letters, you can see Koresh and the word Kosher in that same word. Koresh is not his actual name, but it's a reflection of his being a righteous individual. Artachshasta al Shem Malchusa. That is a reference to his realm. Umashmo, what's his birth name? Daryovesh Shmo. Mikol Mokom Kashya. But nevertheless, the question that I, Rav Yosef, raised remains, that if he is a kosher king and you count his years from Nisan like a Jewish king, then the events in the second pasuk quoted referring to Ezra's return to Jerusalem should have said in that pasuk in the eighth year of the king, and it didn't say that. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Loi Kashya. There is no difficulty here. Kan koidem shehichmitz, kan liachar shehichmitz. Hichmitz is to go bad. In fact, Koresh / Daryovesh was a righteous person, but he left that path. He went bad, and that took place after Ezra left. Rashi says, Hichmitz nase rosha kishol Ezra kvar hichmitz. When Ezra had gone, he went bad. So, as a result of that change, we no longer count his year from Nisan. Maskiflo Rav Kahana umi hichmitz. Rav Kahana challenges this premise that he went bad. Did he really go bad? V'hoksiv. We continue at the top of the Daled. The pasuk says, and again, a pasuk with a lot of Aramaic in it. The pasuk is describing the period of time where the Beis Hamikdash has been reestablished, and the Persian monarch. We made reference to Koresh, Daryovesh, Artashasta. All the same person, and he sends things to be offered as sacrifices in the Beis Hamikdash. So how can you say that he went off? V'hoksiv, again, we're reading at the top of Dav Dalet. Uma Hashchon, whatever they desire. Uvnei Torin, in other words, the king is offering to send to the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash from the royal treasury whatever they need. It says, Ma Hashchon uvnei Torin, v'dichrin, v'imrin, bird offerings and goats and sheep, la lovon, le'elo kushmaya, to offer upwards to the Almighty in the heavens, chintin, malach, chamar, u'meshach, chintin is chita, wheat, Mlach salt, chamar wine, mishach oil, kemeimar konay di Yerushalem, lehave misyev lehem, yoyim biyom, di lo sholu. They should be provided with these substances, with these materials, every day, and make di lo sholu, and make no mistake about it. So, do we not see then that he remained pious? Omar Loi Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Matuncha. So Rabbi Yitzchok says back as a response, says if you're trying, he says to Rav Kahana, he says if you're trying to show that he remained pious from the very source that you just quoted, namely Ezra Perek Vav Pasuk Tes, if you just keep reading Pasuk Yud, you'll see that he, in fact, like I said, Rabbi Yitzchok being the speaker just before Rav Kahana's question, Rabbi Yitzchok will prove that he, in fact, did go bad. So the word matuncha literally means from your burden, or from your source that you were trying to question me, I have my response. Before we go further, though, take note of the structure. We have, we're continuing our give and take marking the triangles. However, we also have a double underline, and on the side, under the Mivneh heading, we have Roman numerals 1 through 4. These will serve as Makoros de Koresh Hechmit, sources that indicate that this king, Koresh, went bad, went off the track. He no longer is to be considered pious. And this idea is important in order to, answer the original question about the Shona Shminis that should have been said in the Pasuk. That is really no question because of this, with this answer in mind, that he went bad. But in general, not to lose sight of the forest, in general, Gentile kings, their year is counted, their new royal year is counted from Tishrei. So, and in order to point out that he that even though we count from Tishrei, we seem to have had a question concerning accounting that indicated otherwise. So we explained that in the case of Koresh, he started out as being kosher, and then he went off. So as we said, Reb Yitzchok responds to Rav Kahana and says, I will show you from the very pasuk you were trying to show that he was pious, and in fact he did go off. So this is the first of four proofs of this point. What does it say? It says in Pasuk Yud, Di lehevon mahakrivin nichoichin leloko shmaya, I'm sending all of these materials that you shall offer to serve as sweet savor in the eyes of the God in heaven, u'metzalayin l'chaye malko uvnohi, and you should pray for the life of the king and his sons. In other words, I'm sending all of these items with a vested interest, and that is for my and my son's welfare. That shows us that he had gone sour, that he went bad. It was his sending of the items was not altruistic, but with a personal gain in mind. We have a bracketed section where there's a question and an answer that are raised, but if we skip the brackets momentarily, we find ourselves v'iboyes emo menolon da achmitz, and if you prefer, I will show you another source indicating that he went bad, and that will be the subject of Roman numeral number 2. But before we get there, let's go over now the bracketed section. The Gemara asks, you're telling me that he went off the track, he went sour, he went bad because he offered the sacrifices with a vested interest in mind. Uman de Ovid Hochi Lav Mal Yusahi, and someone who behaves thusly, he donates things to the Beis Hamikdash, he gives some charity with personal gain in mind. Is that something not positive? Vatanya, we have the following sources. Ha'oimer Sela Zu Litzdaka Vishvil Shiyufyu Bonai. A person who offers a sela. Sela is a type of coin, a certain amount. A person offers to charity money with a condition that my children should live. U'bishvil she'ezke bo l'chai olam haba, or in order to merit a portion in the world to come. Harei ze tzadik gomor. someone who does this on a regular basis is considered a completely pious individual. So what if there's personal gain involved? That doesn't detract from one's piety. The Gemara says, lo kashya. This is not a question. Kan bi Yisrael kan bo'ev dekechovim. It depends. If you're dealing with a Jew, Rashi explains that a Jew who gives charity, who offers things to the Beis HaMikdash, albeit with personal gain in mind, in the event that his wishes are not fulfilled, he will not regret his having given the charity, his having offered the sacrifices. Therefore, we encourage him to give the charity, even if it's with personal gain in mind. We're not fearful that he's going to regret it later, even if his wishes are not fulfilled. However, when it comes to idol worshippers, that's a different story. If they give donations and their wishes are not fulfilled, they will regret having done the charity in the first place. And as a result, the standard set forth in this Tanaic source, that one who says Selazu itztog b'shul shichu bonai, does not apply under circumstances where a person will come to regret it in the event that his wishes are not fulfilled. So that the testimony in the pasuk that the king had sent the materials to the Beis Hashem with personal gain in mind, that shows us that he was not altruistic and that he had, as we said before, hichmitz. He went bad. He went sour. The iboy esema minolan de achmitz, and if you prefer, from where alternatively do we know that he went bad? Again, we're referring to the king Koresh at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah and the rebuilding of Jerusalem, that this king had started off on a pious level, and hence, for a time being, the dating that we applied to him was the dating of Jewish kings, as we mentioned earlier. Nisan was the beginning of his year, but then he went bad, and at that point Nisan no longer was the beginning of his royal year. So from where do we know that he went bad? Dichtiv. This pasuk describes the building of the Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, materials having been provided for by the Persian monarchy. And it says, Nadbochim are rows. Nadbochim di Evan Galal Tlosa, three rows of marble. The Nadboch di O Chadas, and one row of wood. The Nafkisa min Beis Malka Tisyoiv. Lomale Dovet Hachi. Why was it constructed this way, with the row of wood? Sovar, he figured, this is the Persian monarch, figured, Imar du bi Yehudoi, Ikle Benura, if the Jews rebel against me, I'll be able to burn down their building. So you see that he anticipated Jewish rebellion. He was no longer someone that we would classify as pious and beloving of the Jewish people. The Gemara asks, "Otu Shlomo lo aver hachi?" And did Shlomo HaMelech, when he built, did he not do the same thing? V'haksiv, the pasuk says, "Shloisha turei gozis, v'tur krosis arozim." Three rows of gozis of stone, and one tur, one row of wood. The Gemara points out there's a difference. Not only that, but there are 3 points of difference. Shlomo ovad milamalo, the ihu ovad milamato. Shlomo had put the row of wood on a high location, high position, and Koresh had insisted on the wood being on a low location where the fire that if needed to be set would cause maximum damage. Shlomo shaki bivinyona, iu lo shaki bivinyona. Shlomo set the wood into the stone structure. Shaki literally sunk it in. In other words, the wood, though it was part of the structure, it wasn't something that was external, as opposed to in the case of Koresh, where it was. Shlomo sadya besida, iulo sadya besida. Shlomo coated the wood with sib, with a type of cement, and he did not. Rav Yosef itemo Rav Yitzchok minolon da achmitz mehocha. Here we have a third source indicating that Koresh went off. We see from here, Vayomer li hamelech, Vashegal yosheves etzlo. We saw this pasuk referred to in our previous shiur. This is a pasuk from Nehemiah, Perek Beis. It said that the king was speaking to me, says Nehemiah, and the Shegal was sitting next to him. My Shegal, what is a Shegal? Omar Rabo Bar Limo, Mishmei Derav, Kalbasa. It was a dog. And the point being is that he engaged in bestiality with the dog, and that's a sin. It's prohibited even for non-Jews. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And he was in violation and had these intimate relations with his dog. Indicating of that would be a sign that he was no longer pious. Question, Elo Me'ato, Ha'dichtiv. If you're going to say Shegal means a dog, well, what about the following pasuk? It says, and again, you'll have a lot of Aramaic in this pasuk, and we're going to be focusing on just one point, which will bring Rabbo Bar Limo's point into question. The pasuk says, "V'almore Shmaya Hisromamto Ulomonaya Dibaisa Haisiv." This is Daniel addressing the Babylonian monarch, who was haughty, who rose up against heaven, and who used the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash for his own purposes. That's the Monayo, the Baisei, Haisiv, Kodomoch, that you brought the vessels of his temple, of his house, meaning Kodesh Baruch Hu's Beis HaMikdash. You sought out his vessels for your own purposes. V'ant v'ravravonoch sheg losoch Bahon, and you and your ministers and your shegosach. Now we dashed underline. That's the key word here. Drank wine in those vessels. So you have here a shegal drinking wine. The e shegal kalbisahi. If as Rav Bar Limo maintained before that a shegal is a dog. Do dogs drink wine? The Gemara says, "Holo, Kashia, that's not a question. The Malfa la Vishasya, dogs can be trained. Malfa is to train, taught. And he was taught to the dog was taught how to drink wine, and it did. Elo Meato. But still, I have a question. If you want to say that Shegal means a dog, the pasuk says, "Dichtiv benos lochim bikroisecha nitzva shegal limincha bekesem oifir." Rashi comments, "Benos lochim bikroisecha miakrois oischalosid lavo." It means the princesses will in the future bestow honor upon you. Now, v'in shegal kalbasa. If a shegal is a dog, my kom vasir lehu novi liyisrael. What's the big news that the novi, that the prophet, is telling the Jewish people about the future? In this pasuk, we read that a shegal will be standing to your right. What is it? Is it some kind of good news to have a dog standing to your right? So the Gemara answers, hachi ko'omar. The way to understand the pasuk is as follows. Bischar shechaviva Torah liYisrael keshegal le'ovdei kechavim, in the merit, in reward for the belovedness of the Torah to the Jewish people, like dogs are beloved to idol worshippers, Zachisem lekesem ofir. So you will merit this reward of kesem ofir. Viboy semo. Another approach to this whole question of the shegal, le'olam shegal malkisohi. In general, a shegal is a queen. So that when you see the pasuk from Tehillim, four lines above, the first wide line, benos melachim bikrasecho nitzva shegal minecho yimincha, that's referring to queens will be standing by your side. That's something that shows great honor in the future. However, for Rabbo Bar Limo, Gemara Gomir Law. Rabbo Bar Limo, though, he had a tradition that the posuk from Nehemiah Perek Beis, involving the Persian monarch, that was a dog. Ve'amai kori lo shega. Why is a dog referred to by the term shega, which in general means a queen? Answer, shahoiso chaviva olov keshegal. He loved his dog like others would love their queen. Inami shahoshiva b'mokom shegal. Another explanation is that he sat the dog where the queen ordinarily would sit. So the dog was sitting on a throne. Viboyesema menolon di achmitz. And another approach for how do we know that he, Koresh, had gone bad? Mehocha. From here, the pasuk says, Ad kesef kakrin me'o, v'ad chintin kurin me'o, v'ad chamar batin me'o, v'ad batin meshach me'o, u'melach di lo kosav v'chulei. This pasuk describes the materials given to the Beis HaMikdash. He mentions kesef, which is silver, 100 kikar of kesef, and 100 kur of wheat, and other quantities. Me'ikora b'lo kitzus. Originally, he had donated these items without any quantity, without assigning quantity. In other words, we would say unlimited. V'hashta b'kitzusa. And now, with limitation. So that would show that, as time went on, he was no longer the way he originally was. The Gemara rejects this, however. V'dilmo me'ikara, maybe originally when he seemed to donate without limitation, lo havikin le b'kitzus, he hadn't established how much he intends to give. But now he figured out how much he wants to give it. It doesn't show that there was any change. Originally, when he indicated his willingness to donate, he did so in having in mind there would be limitations, but just hadn't figured out how much. Elo machvarto kidishanyon meikara. However, therefore, it's more appropriate. Machvarto means better. Literally, it's white, but it's better. It's more likely that which we explained earlier, answered earlier, in terms of how do we know that he went bad. So we have earlier responses that were not rejected, that those could be accepted as proof that he, in fact, that Koresh went bad. And as we said before, that change explains the change in how his particular realm was dated. In general, though, kings of the world, non-Jewish kings, their reign, the year of transition for their reign is established by Tishrei. Jewish kings, Nisan. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.